The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar by Roald Dahl. Read by Martin Jarvis. Henry Sugar was 41 years old and unmarried. He was also wealthy. He was wealthy because he had a rich father who was now dead. He was unmarried because he was too selfish to share any of his money with a wife. He was 6'2" tall, but he wasn't really as good-looking as he thought he was. He paid a great deal of attention to his clothes. He went to an expensive tailor for his suits, to a shirt maker for his shirts, and to a bootmaker for his shoes. He used a costly aftershave lotion on his face, and he kept his hands soft with a cream that contained turtle oil. His hairdresser trimmed his hair once every 10 days, and he always took a manicure at the same time. His upper front teeth had been capped at incredible expense because the originals had had a rather nasty yellowish tinge. A small mole had been removed from his left cheek by a plastic surgeon. He drove a Ferrari car, which must have cost him about the same as a country cottage. He lived in London in the summer, but as soon as the first frosts appeared in October, he was off to the West Indies or the south of France, where he stayed with friends. All his friends were wealthy from inherited money. Henry had never done a day's work in his life, and his personal motto, which he had invented himself, was this: "It is better to incur a mild rebuke than to perform an onerous task." His friends thought this was hilarious. Men like Henry Sugar are to be found drifting like seaweed all over the world. They can be seen especially in London, New York, Paris, Nassau, Montego Bay, Cannes, and Saint-Tropez. They are not particularly bad men, but they are not good men either. They are of no real importance. They are simply a part of the decoration.